hello and welcome. This is your host of the Heal It Show, Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad you're here with us today. You know, today we are going to talk about how to have a little more fulfilling life, step into your power, step into who you really are. Have you ever asked that question? You know, one time a friend of mine came to me and he said, Ken, I don't think you know who you are. And I said, well, you know, it kind of shocked me. I thought, well, I think I know who I am. You know, I got a nice house. I got a good car. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I got all these things in my life. I know who I am. And she told me, she says, go look in the mirror and stare in the mirror and just ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? You know, it was a profound exercise for me because what happened there is I realized in that moment that I was something much greater than all these things that I had. And I think all of us kind of know that inside of us is something much greater than our bodies, our minds, our stuff. You know, we're part of this universe. We're part of this cosmic consciousness that is in the universe. And we're all one with one another, with this planet, with Mother Earth, with everything, right? We are connected. We are connected by the divine spark that's within each and every one of us. Now, you may already know that, but I'm wondering, are you living that? Are you stepping in? You know, if you really knew you were powerful beyond measure, wow, how would your life be different? You know, if you really knew what you really wanted in life and you had the courage to go get it, you know, how would your life change? Well, today I have a very special guest, and we're going to call the show The Courage to Be Who You Are Designed to Be, right? Who you are designed to be. And you're going to find this fascinating. She's done work for years and years and years with individuals that have been felt disconnected from their world, have had stress and anxiety and a lot of challenges that people have in this world, and were able to completely release that and really tune into who they really are. It's going to be a fascinating show. It's all about healing you. We'll be right back after the break, and we'll have my guest.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host for the Heal It Show, and I'm so happy to have my guest Sandra D. Robinson today. Sandra, great to see you. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thank you. Good to see you.
Yeah, I say back. You haven't been on this show, but you've been on my other shows before. So I'm really happy to have you. So for those of you that don't know Sandra, much to her surprise, the media has labeled Sandra D. Robinson as the charisma coach. After years of working with business owners, experts, and celebrities to perfect their presentation on camera skills, I guess that title fits. I guess it does, Sandra. But so does soap opera actress, author, TV host, podcast host, international speaker, trainer, and dog and amp horse fanatic. Oh my goodness. Let's also add that she's the wife to a renowned stuntman who I've worked with, and he's stuntmaned a guy by the name of Tom Hanks, one of the people he works with in the past. All right, Sandra, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. So, you know, you've done even more than that, because I know you're a horse fanatic, but you also, you know, you've taught people through what's the name of it?
Equine Assisted Learning.
Equine, thank you. Equine.
Equine. You can say coaching with horses. I usually call it coaching with horses because the word equine, some people don't know what that is. It's okay.
Coaching with horses. So the horse becomes your coach, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. So
my co-coach, you know, I have a co-facilitator, which is a human being usually with me, and I have safety staff, and then the horses are our partners and partners to the people that are engaging in that retreat or that workshop. So yeah, they're partners.
I love that. So let me just kind of back up, because you've done a lot. Okay. Let me back up to your TV acting, all of that. That's kind of far back, but you know, it's not that far back. What inspired you to get into acting? I know you were on soaps for years, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. The very incestuous world of daytime soap operas. I was on many of them. Yeah. It's just kind of what happens. and I did do that for a couple of decades. That's true. You know, I guess I became an actor because the irony of me doing what I do now to help people with their presence and to step into who they're designed to be is because I was not doing that. I actually hid behind those characters as an actor ever since I was a kid. I love the fact that we can still have people that are pushing the arts in schools. I think that that's so necessary. It hurts me to think that they may do budget cuts and take the arts out of schools, because that's actually where I found myself able to express. And I didn't have that at home. I didn't really have that in any other class. I was actually bullied in school pretty severely at a few points. And so for me, school was not fun. And when we all had to, class project, do a play, I let my imagination, which was already so rampant, I let that just kind of take over, and I became that fictional character. That's what I ended up doing for a living.
Wow.
But I was still hiding behind those characters, even when I was making money and I had a fan following that was quite substantial. The shows were popular. Soaps are a little different now. They now call them Yellowstone and they're on at night. But during that time, you know, soaps were really a big deal. And there still are a couple of the shows that I was on are still existing. Bold and Beautiful is still on. I think General Hospital is still on. So there are a few of the longer lasting ones that are still in daytime. But for me, that's what it was. It was actually being able to put something in front of me, which a lot of creatives do. If you've ever worked with, and I know you've worked with some creatives over the past, when you're coaching. Mm-hmm. And they put their art, their work, their writing in front. Say, look at this. Don't look at me. Yeah. That's what I was doing.
Yeah, so many of them do. And it's interesting because when you're putting something like that, your art or your business, or your cars or whatever in front of you, you know, and you pretend that, you know, I use the word pretend because you're really pretending to be something that you think you are at the time, but you're really not. It's an awakening when all of a sudden let's say the economy turns or you lose the job or, you know, the wife leaves or, you know, whatever happens in life, which happens to all of us at some point. Then we go through these, they used to call it a midlife crisis. Now I think it's just called a transformation of life, you know, and we're all going
constant.
Through it,
right? Yeah. So, yeah, in a way, it's a constant crisis.
in that way, you know, when you step into a path of healing and you step in a path of enlightenment, your goal is to really to become the best version of yourself, there's a lot of obstacles in the way. And when I say best version, I mean learning who you are at the core of yourself, right? So how did you, what was your awakening? When did you go, I got to let go of some of this other stuff and wake up?
There were so many instances that led up to it. But first, I want to point out what a great thing that you just said, because I said it's the creators that put their art and their work in front. And you said, or their cars.
Business.
And I was like, yes, it's the almost, here's who I am. It's the identity is held in this, and they put that forward. And that's not really who they authentically are. And sometimes they forget who they are. And that's really, it required, I've learned compassion, because I used to be that. I used to be, I'm the actress. This is my role. This is what I'm playing. And in between shows, I had real struggles. Unfortunately, I headed into this. There were some blessings in it, because I learned what being 100% focused with no plan B can do. I really did book a lot, and it wasn't because I was the best actress on the planet. I think I just had that energy walking in going, I'm ready for my role. You know, it was just something that was probably born from naivete and the fact that I had no plan B. So I was ready to go. I was ready to receive it. And in my naive way, it worked. And so I didn't have a lot of downtime. But when I did, I felt like I didn't have any worth. That was the first question that something was wrong. So like you said, with the economy and COVID, has changed our opinion of the word authenticity and changed how we see each other so much. For good, I like to think there are some downsides to how we've, you know, come out of this. But I like to see all the good, positive things that have happened over the last several years. And definitely for me, that was part of it, was I realized that I had trouble talking to people unless I was representing a character. And even the fans, I would sometimes, this is a hard one to admit, I would hide from the fans, because they'd wait outside the studio. Some of them would follow me home. And I was afraid that they were going to see that I was just me.
I do see that disconnect.
It's like when somebody loses the car or they lose the house. Yeah. They might retract because they think, oh, I'm not that person anymore, because they falsely believe that their identity was wrapped up.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, I went through the same thing myself. You know, I remember being in school and going up and writing on the blackboard, and I just freeze. I would freeze. Now, of course, I'm dating myself. Blackboards, they don't have anything like that anymore. But I would.
They had it when I don't know. I think they still do.
I would freeze, and then you know, for years, I really had a difficult time speaking to anybody in public, and actually really one-on-one. It was both. You know, I was always pretending that was something I wasn't. Always feeling less than. That was the key. Feeling less than somebody else, right?
Yes.
And or feeling more than, because, you know, the ego has to kick in if you're feeling less than. So, you know, but if, you know, I did the work, you've done the work, and you do the work now, you teach the work.
Yeah.
I got to take a quick break. When we get back, let's talk about that place where people can step into letting go of the fake you and step into being the real you, because what happens with that is it starts to heal all areas of our life. So we'll take a quick break, and then we'll.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with Sandra D. Robinson, who is the founder of Charisma on Camera in 2010, and then in 2019 began Horsepower Leadership Retreats, her nature-based getaways for high performance professionals, where they transformed their self-leadership by partnering with horses. All right. That self-esteem piece, that piece of feeling less than that. Yeah. You know, when I'm just going to jump into your retreat thing because I think that's fascinating.
Yeah.
How do people, like, they come in, they're working with these horses and what have you, and they're touching the horses or the horse or not, and they might be afraid of the horses. How does that build esteem? How does that help us remember who we are?
How does it work, right?
How does it work? Yeah.
It was a great lead in what you had said earlier when you said that we think that we can put the houses, the business and the cars and all those things in front of us and be that person because horses don't care. So the amazing thing about it is that you have to do one of two things. You have to communicate without your story. And humans have a way of living in story. I am this way because my mom was like this. My dad was like this. I've always been. Or I am, don't you know who I am? Kind of thing. Like, as you said, the ego kicks in, right? Well, don't you know who I am? And I have seen the array of it. I've seen men come in and choose the big, strong horse because they're going to show what a big, strong leader they are. And they're actually insecure and the horse doesn't listen to them at all. And then there's a rather harsh breakthrough. And I've had other times when women have said, well, they've been timid. They've been timid in life. They've been timid because of whatever happened to them earlier. But the horse only reads who you're being right now in the moment. So your story doesn't matter. You have to be in the moment if you want to actually connect and communicate. So it's a lot like since COVID, I think authenticity has been the thing that has activated connection between us humans more than anything else. And I think we're still craving that authenticity. I don't want to say that the work that I do and similar work in this type of field, especially with the horses, nature-based stuff is anti-AI, but we're kind of the counterbalance to it. And so when you do step into the arena with a horse, you could be afraid, you could feel insecure, but in order to actually get ahead and build a relationship with that animal who doesn't care about all the worldly stuff that you usually care about on a daily basis, it's you have to learn to be humble yourself, to be 100% present, be aware, listen with all of your senses, and let go of your story.
You know, it's amazing to me. I love what you said about having to be really in the present moment with the horse. The horse doesn't care about your past or your future.
Nope.
It cares about right this moment. And isn't that something? It's funny. You know, I think most people in my world live in the present moment. And yet I've got a lot of coaching clients that do not live in that moment. They are creating their whole world from the past. They speak about the past. They talk about their wounds, their everything that happened to them, you know, and it's like, it's amazing to me because, you know, that's why they hire me, but
yeah,
that's why they hire you to get rid of this old thinking, old way of, it's an old mindset. Is that right?
It's true. You're playing these tapes,
yeah. Right?
I mean, you know how this is, even if somebody sets a goal, if they're setting a goal, and I just did an Instagram live on this yesterday, that consider where you are making the decision to change your life from. Are you moving away from something? Or are you moving towards it? Sometimes moving away, at one point I got angry for a situation and I moved away from that situation and that was a good thing. But then at some point I had to turn towards where am I going towards? But so it can be a way to move away as a way to get into action. But I think if you really want to up-level your life and feel who you actually are designed to become, then it is better to consider what you're moving towards in my opinion, you know, and the word better is kind of questionable, but let's just say I think that it's more effective and easier. Yeah. Because what happens if you say, I want to get out of debt. I'm going to do everything I can to get out of debt. What is the thing that your brain hears? Debt. That's what you're actually subconsciously focused on, is what has happened before. If you say, I had trauma growing up, like this because I had trauma, you're thinking of what? You're thinking of the trauma, and you're not thinking of what you actually want to go towards. And so, yes, horses, if you ask a horse what time it is, they're going to say it's now. And that it's now. It's just this moment.
Well, you know, that debt piece, I know I lived that debt piece a little for a while. It was like I racked up some credit card debt. And every month I try to pay off the credit card debt, right? But yeah. I wasn't saving. As soon as I switched it, like, I'm focusing on how much money I'm saving. I'm focusing on what I'm putting in the bank. As soon as I did that, I created all this wealth and I paid off the debt. How weird is that? So it's
no, that's not weird. That's beautiful. That's fantastic. Yeah. That's exactly. Great.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. Yeah. That's. I mean, a lot of people are. And I want to share this story. Like, I was just last week, a fella who I consider a genius. His name is Dr. Irvin Laszlo. He's written 106 books, been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize twice. And he asked me to write an article, first an article for his new book. And then he later said, I want you to write a chapter. And I spent several days thinking, I don't know if I'm listening to his stuff, thinking, I'm not at this guy's level. I don't know if I can. What am I going to write? I had that mindset. And then I went, wait a second. This is exactly why I need to write the article to get rid of it. You know? And as soon as I shifted that mindset, it was fine. Everything flowed, everything came, and article's done, right? The chapter's done.
But, and you might have felt like you even up-leveled yourself by doing that, which was great.
That's how I felt. It was a test, and it was an up-level. So my point here with people coming to you is that there is you help them get out of their comfort zone, because this comfort zone or this, what do I want to think? I call it Kali Yuga thinking. Kali Yuga is a vendetta word that comes out of the Vedas, that basically we're coming out of this dark age. Okay, everybody would understand that, right? We're coming out of this, last couple thousand years haven't been exactly the most enlightened ages. So we have this old thinking, right? It's this Kali Yuga thinking that is a lot about manipulation, control, judgment, a lot of must, shoulds, have to's, all of that weird thinking, right?
Toxic
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to learn more about the horses. Like, how does this work? But I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we'll talk about that.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'll be right back with my guest, Sandra D. Robinson, in just a moment. I want to let you know that many of you have asked, how do I get all the shows? Well, one of the ways you can do that is go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Just look up Heal It Show on YouTube and or our other show, Voices of Courage, on YouTube and subscribe there. Or you can go to our website, voicesofcourage.us, to find both shows there. So I hope you'll check them out. All right, back to my guest. Sandra,
I'd give you an example.
What's that?
You wanted to learn what happens with a horse. I can give you an example.
I want the example. What happens? Horses are big. You know, these are big creatures, right?
Yeah, and you're right. Some people can have some fear. And so I've actually started a few sessions with the people outside the fence and the horse on the inside of the fence, you know, and eventually we had one woman. It was a short workshop. We didn't have a lot of time together, but her like big breakthrough came because she was standing close to it and was comfortable and her heart rate was down. Like, she was really terrified in the beginning. And that was for her, you know, within an hour or two, that's what we were able to accomplish. But when we have the longer sessions, we can see a lot more of the retreats. We see a lot of major shifts that people can actually implement when they get back to real life, you know, so we make sure that they have something they can take with them. But an example of what shows up sometimes. And when you said comfort zones, yes, comfort zones in the case of the woman who was afraid, but there's also sometimes a comfort zone that people put themselves in. It's almost like a self-protection zone. And I had a woman that did exactly that. She chose one of my larger horses who, she didn't know this. They don't know anything about the horses when they choose them. We use intuition and we do an intuitive, we guide them to choose their horse intuitively. And some people struggle with that. So we may take some time to actually say, what does that feel like for you? And I never, ever will choose the partner for a human being, because I think that it, you know, I can say this on your show, I think that it is divinely appointed. Yeah. I have seen it time and time again, that I've seen somebody choose a horse and I think I know that person. I think I know that horse. And I go, this isn't going to work out. And it always works out perfectly. So I've learned to just keep my mouth shut and let it happen. But we had a woman that chose a horse that she was not aware that is very, we call him our Labrador Retriever in a horse suit. I mean, he just loves touch. He loves to be paid attention to. He loves to be doted on and brushed. But you have to prove to him that you really want to be in connection. Then all of that opens up. So it was interesting because I said, very simple exercise. We had everybody in the arena and I had given them some brushes. And I said, I want you to go brush your horse, learn a little bit about your horse, see what they like, what they don't like. How do you feel around them? What's going on in your body? We do this whole kind of walkthrough to get really people connected to themselves and to their equine partner in the very, very beginning. Well, I look over and she's standing a few feet back from her horse as everybody else is participating in what they're being told to do. And she's standing with her arms crossed, firmly planted on her legs, leaning back with a scowl on her face and her brushes hidden underneath her armpit. And she's staring with anger at this horse. And I'm going, whoa, okay. I said, hey, what's going on? And she said, well, obviously he doesn't like to be touched. Well, now we're on to something, right? We gotta dig into this one, right? Because she actually was a leader of many women. This was her role. Yeah. And she was running a somewhat successful business, right? And I'm thinking, well, this is odd. Well, it turns out that probably some stuff based in childhood, we didn't have enough time. I wasn't working with her on a regular basis to find out what the origin of it was. But her defense mechanism was, if you act like you don't want to talk to me, excuse me, but screw you. And so she would dismiss people instantly if they were not open immediately to her conversation, to her energy, to her ideas. And here she had the idea of brushing this horse, and he kind of made her work for it. And so she backed up instantly and shut down. So as we walked through this, I said, where else does this show up for you? And you could just see her physical change, the softening, the realization that, wow, I haven't given a lot of people a chance. I've just walked away. And I said, you know, as a business leader, for one thing, because this was a business-oriented day. So as a business leader, you may miss out on a great talent employment opportunity if you have that. You may also miss out on a great customer or client because you don't give them a chance. And so we kind of worked on taking different approaches, listening a little more clearly, getting out of her own way so that she had to feel a little vulnerable to be able to open that up. And when he realized that she was serious, when the horse realized that she was serious, he turned towards her. And, you know, he actually has some neurological issues. So he can have good days and bad days. And by the end of the afternoon, he really wasn't feeling very good. And so he was standing a little bit differently. And she said, should we put him? She's very concerned. She said, should we put him away? Should we not do this? And I looked at him and I looked at her. I said, I know him very well. I said, he wants to be with you. You know that he actually followed her without a lead rope, which is like a leash, without a lead rope, with any, nothing other than just wanting to follow her. And what a different experience that was than the one that she was going to have. So just think, taking that back into her life.
You know, that's a great story. And it reminds me that, you know, I coach people and I ask them to look at the results they're getting in their life. And, you know, we start from that basis, right? But I like what you're leading with. You know, I think we lead with, you know, where are you defensive in your life? Where is that defense coming up, right? And, you know, the defense is cutting down what you just said, connection, right? So if you're defensive, you're cutting off, you're really cutting off the flow of the universe to you.
Well, going back to you, when you asked me, what was the thing that made you realize that something was off when I was an actor and I was afraid to talk to people, was exactly that. Is I sought more. I knew that I was supposed to be doing more than just showing up for work and stepping into a role and going home and hiding from the fans. I had this feeling like that I have a platform and I had things I was passionate about, but I wasn't strong enough. I didn't want to, you know, I didn't have that personal presence. I didn't think that I was worthy of stepping forward and organizing anything towards anything that I was passionate about. So I just kept about my daily thing until I realized that nothing was going to change unless I understood what my real value was. And as soon as I changed that, it took 7 years. I even went performance coaching first because I thought that's what my problem was. I'm not performing well. And that was just, you know, as I learned from teaching people performance and on-camera coaching since 2010, it's not the skills of how to stand and what to say and how to use your voice. It's who you're actually being that is going to make you charismatic or not. That's going to attract those people and help make those connections or not. So whether you're networking or you're standing up on a stage, it's if you're actually comfortable being and courageous enough to be authentic in the moment, because that's where the connection happens.
That's where the blessings happen. All right, listen, I'm going to take a break. We come back. I know a lot of people would like to know how to become charismatic, right? That powerful force that, you know, see people are very charismatic, like yourself, Sandra. And the people are going, well, how do I become that? How do I experience that? All right, we're going to answer that question when we come back.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with Sandra D. Robinson, who has a very rich history in TV and podcast and international speaking as a trainer. And we're talking about horsepower leadership right now. Sandra, charisma is something that everybody doesn't have, but it is something that can be developed. How do we develop our charisma?
Well, it's interesting. I think everybody does have it, but we have our own authentic version of it. So sometimes that presentation that you were saying, you know, look at my clothes, look at my Louis Vuitton bag, which I love Louis Vuitton, nothing against it. But I mean, if somebody puts that forward, a lot of times they don't know what their actual value is.
Yeah. Well, I believe everybody has it because it's an innate quality, but it does have to be brought out.
Released, unbridled.
Released, right? Unbounded. Yes, unbound that place.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there are, you know, what I've discovered is there's four elements really to charisma. After all this time, I've realized what this is. And this is something that universally people and animals will respond to. It's interesting because the horse work has actually shown me that My sentence that I use a lot is own the magnificence inside of you and the world will respond accordingly. And I've used that even before I started working with horses, but now I really get it. The natural world responds when you own the magnificence that is inside of you. And that's when your version of charisma is really going to come forward. So the first thing, and like I said, this happens with the horses too. They react to this as well. We've already said it, be 100% present. And Ken, I know you know that sometimes takes some coaching to help people be in the present moment. It's not actually easy for us when we're living these lives as modern humans, which are constantly dictated by the notifications on our phone and where we have to be next. And we think that we're multitasking over multitasking and we're always in a certain stress level whenever we do that. And so the idea to be present is I don't have time to be present is almost what we're thinking. But yet that's what makes somebody extremely charismatic, the first thing. The second thing is being aware of your body. When you're working with the horses, again, this is made bigger because they're bigger. So it becomes very obvious learning what body language cues actually are. For speakers, this is huge, understanding what that is. If you're in sales, body language and understanding, but understanding what you are putting forward is probably the number one thing to understanding what may be helping you be charismatic or what may be holding you back. And sometimes it's things we don't even realize, which is when a coach comes in handy. And the third thing is speak with purpose and control. So your vocal tone and your strength have a lot to do with how people perceive you. Something as simple as, and there's different terms for this, but you know, the froggy voice, when you know, when people like kind of talk in the back of their throat, like,
yeah, I know that.
Right. Yeah. And so when somebody does that, it's kind of, they're hiding. That's not authoritative. And so as I coach people that's, you know, begin hosting shows, TV shows, podcasts, and if they get a guest that does that, it's kind of hard to hear in the audio when somebody is speaking in that kind of froggy, gravelly thing. So this easy way to pull somebody out of that and actually make them feel better, which makes you more charismatic, is to say, I'm sorry, can you just speak up a little bit? And that'll kick them out of it. And if somebody says that to you, it'll kick you out of it as well. And you'll start to understand what that is. So tone is important. And then listen. Learning to listen with all your senses. And again, when we're doing the nature-based trainings, we have so much that's available to us that we can exercise. It's like one thing when you're sitting in a boardroom or a conference room and you're learning how to listen with all your senses. But when you are put into a nature-based environment with wild animals and birds and bees and all of those things and butterflies and loud noises of planes overhead, all of a sudden, it's like being thrown into the smorgasbord of allowing your senses to expand. You know, it's super cool when you realize, oh, wow, I can. And we get into like, what do you taste? If you're sitting in an arena and you go, what do you taste? Like, what the heck? But that's one of our senses. And we tend to forget it. We say, what does your little pinky feel like? What does your little pinky toe feel like right now? And you realize, I haven't thought about my pinky toe in months. until you break it. I have a broken one right now. So I'm thinking about it. Yeah. But, you know, listen with all of your senses, pay attention with every bit of your body. And Ken, I know that you work with visualization as well when you're setting the goals for your clients. The more you exercise your senses in real time, in real life, and you're able to recognize what's going on around you and other people, the easier the visualization is as well. So when we talk about becoming more charismatic, we're actually getting rid of some of those old behaviors that we have. And we're able to move ourselves forward towards what we want.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's as I'm sitting here listening to you and I'm thinking to myself, how empowering what you're saying is to the audience if they're really getting this. And I want to just reiterate it. When you totally tune into your body, that just that one little piece, your toes, your stomach, your chest, your heart, your mind, your eyes. And you, when we're present, we get that slow down to succeed, you know, is what I tell my clients, slow down, get into stillness. When we tune into that, we will know what's going on in our body and we can take appropriate actions because of that, right? We don't have to just use one sense to see. Well, you can see what's going on too. But if you use all your senses, now you can realize before something, let's say you have a disease in your body, right? That's going on. If you open up and tune into that, you know, even the physical senses, but then you tune into your intuition, and Sandra, I know you teach that. It's like, wow, now you've got six senses. You got six senses, right? You know, and Sandra probably teaches you 10 senses. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know if you're.
I was going to say, there's more than the five.
Yeah, exactly.
So. You start to reach these different dimensions of your awareness and, you know, you can really get into that. And when you have the connection with the natural world, I mean, if nothing else, I can say that this work with horses is such a passion for me because the more people I can get to reconnect to themselves through the natural world, I think the healthier we as a species are going to be. The further away we get, I think the sicker we're going to be.
Well, the world has got a lot of sickness as we look around and notice. But, you know, the good news is I believe we're in the middle of a great upshift. And I think, like you mentioned, COVID and some of those great challenges we've had has helped people to start to upshift. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, I put on the screen there, SandraDRobinson.com, SandraDRobinson.com for my listening audience. D-E-E, right? Sandra D-E-E.
Yes.
Robinson.
Spelled out, like like Sandra Dee from Greece.
Yeah, there you yes. go. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, if they like to find out a little bit more about the horse work, and I call it horse work. I don't know if we call it therapy or what do we call it, but.
It's not. I am certified in trauma focused equine assisted therapy as a facilitator. Okay. So it's similar too, but I make a real clear definition there that they are two different things in my world and to have my own integrity. The therapy is incredible. And if I have somebody that shows signs of PTSD or deep trauma and needs to have some deep emotional work alone, I have co-facilitators that will actually be able to take them and work with them and a psychotherapist by their side and work through things immensely faster than I think talk therapy could ever do. What I do is equine assisted coaching. So I basically help people find those blind spots and their comfort zones that they may be holding themselves back in and release those in a very safe, emotionally safe environment, physically safe environment. And for a lot of people, being outside in nature and working with horses is a little exotic. So it has a nice draw in it. It helps people to kind of relax a little sooner than they would. But we had a couple of occasions where people would come in and I would say, just sit here and be still for a second. And I would have one or two women. It was always women, interestingly enough. One or two women that would come up and say, I can't stand the silence. They'd be like, they actually would have anger welling up in them. Like, I am so uncomfortable. I can't do this. Like, okay. Yeah. And for them, their whole goal for the day was to look for the stillness, look for it. And sometimes that would be found with tears, honestly, because there's an indication that, you know, you're out of balance, you're out of sync, you're out of alignment with yourself and who you actually can be. It's easy to recover from when you're guided. You can do that, but it is an
indication. Well, I think that's a disease of our time. It's the disease of the never-ending mind. And the mind is just going, 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 going. Some people can't sleep at night. A lot of people can't sleep at night, right? A lot of people have trouble, you know, like you just said, just being still for 5 minutes and closing their eyes and just taking a few breaths. That's difficult, you know? So it's...
Was it ever difficult for you, Ken? Do you remember that ever?
I remember when I first learned to meditate, I'd sit down for 5 minutes. I'd be antsy as can be, thinking, what's this thing? Be an observer of these thoughts? I got too many thoughts to observe. I can't even be here, you know?
yeah, exactly. I remember that. 30 seconds of sitting in yoga class, and I'm like, is this over yet? I'd open up an eye. Is it over? Is it over? Yeah. Have I done it? Right. It's been 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, like, yoga, you know, yoga, same thing. Yeah, that was postures. Oh my goodness. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Now it's totally different. I remember that. I do remember, and the scene from Eat, Pray, Love always makes me laugh. I'm like, I remember that. That was me.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're out of time. I mean, this went like that. Holy tamale! What a fast time we had, and what a good time. Thank you so much for being here. I just it's so good to be present with you and listen to you and listen to your words of wisdom to support the audience to take their lives to the next level. Yeah, go ahead. You got a half minute.
You gave them my website and the way to learn if there's a retreat going on near them or one they'd want to go to. A lot of times there'll be something on the very homepage for that. And I also have an interactive newsletter. So I will correspond to people through my newsletter. That's free. That's on there too. So if they want to know something more, I just want to make sure they have
that's
the
great. All right. So SandraDRobinson.com, SandraDEERobinson.com. Thank you, Sandra. Appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. And for all of you, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Heal It Show. You know, this show is all about you. This is about really upshifting your consciousness, up-leveling your life so that you can live disease-free, have much more joy and happiness, abundance and energy and vitality in your world. If you like the show, please pass it on to your family and friends. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next time.